You're listening to SBS News.
A community play titled Love and Hope and Life. It's a free public performance in English and Punjabi by Western Sydney Multicultural Health and the Harman Foundation. Actor Neetu Singh says the play highlights the issue of family violence to educate local communities about culturally minded behaviours and healthy relationships.
It's inspired by the true situation. One of the person from the audience, she actually got up and she said, I can relate to that because this is what I have actually gone through, exactly the way the play has actually rolled out. A lot of things do actually come out, you know, the emotions come out and people do actually, you know, they can relate to it.
The story is about a woman named Josie experiencing family violence at home. She receives community support and seeks help to stop it.
I would hope that this will actually encourage people, especially women. It's all about women empowerment. I hope that, you know, it actually encourages people that you need to actually speak up. If you don't speak up, things won't get better. Because of the COVID, the cases of DV, it has actually increased.
International students were invited to be part of the audience as part of efforts to let them know that support is available locally. Dipti Zakaria, team leader of Multicultural Health Services, says the project empowers the community.
Domestic violence affects everybody, every community, every culture. And for us, we wanted to work with migrant and refugee communities, and we wanted them to own the action and outcomes and results and work alongside to stop this, to prevent this, to empower the women and children and keep them safe, to equip and enhance a community's ability to stop this shadow pandemic, literally, of domestic violence. See, the pandemic has kind of brought to the forefront many inequalities, including domestic violence. It already existed, but it has literally magnified it much more.
Activist group Destroy the Joint recorded 48 female deaths as a result of violence in Australia this year. Police have linked 35 of those deaths to family violence. Joe Fuller from the Education Centre Against Violence believes community-led prevention projects plays a significant role in responding to the issue.
They're speaking with their voice and saying the things that are important to their community. And I think, you know, it's often only when members of your own community talk about the issues that you start listening. Otherwise, it's just seen as experts telling people what to do. So this has obviously been very important for the community.
He not only broke all the promises, he broke all the 7 vows he had made when we got married.
Our fights escalated from verbal abuse to violence.
Chala ja Amri, chala ja te wapas mudke mere wal aaye, chala ja.
Ms. Zakaria emphasises the power of theatre as a tool to raise awareness.
Street theatre, especially, you know, coming from India, from the subcontinent, this is something we love and we've always got messages across. It's easy, it's simple, it's not intrusive. It's like it's someone else's story and you can watch and observe and understand what's happening. It's not my life, but you still are able to pick those messages and make it your own. So there's much more ownership. There's a fun element to it. It is a serious topic, but making it easy to digest and own, theatre and art has helped.
Director of the play, Neil Banerjee, says the key messages have more impact when they are conveyed in more than one language.
This is a sensitive topic that we do not talk in public. It's just an encouragement for the community to come together and acknowledge the subject that yes, there is a social evil called domestic and family violence. That's the primary aim of this project. That's the primary objective of this project.
This initiative targets the South Asian community in Western Sydney, particularly new arrivals who may not know where to go for support. The production will be performed in many more locations across Western Sydney in the coming months. Marcus Megalo-Economos, SBS News.